Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. Alaska's legislature could finish its session within a 90-day deadline, but it's not clear which bills, other than the budget, lawmakers will pass before it's over. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchman report.
Senate President Pete Kelly says Senate leaders are optimistic about ending the session shortly after Sunday, the last day under the schedule set by state law. Kelly, a Fairbanks Republican, describes, quote, high-level cooperation this year on the budget. Still, only six bills have passed both chambers. That number is much lower than the current record for the fewest bills passed in the state's history, 32 set last year. Kelly says the slow pace is the result of differences between the Senate and House.
It's just going to be the natural outcome of having two bodies that are philosophically different, and we haven't had that for a long time.
Eagle River Republican Senator Anna McKinnon says there will be opportunities to pass several more bills before the session ends.
There are many things that we agree on, and you'll see those coming to fruition.
They include minor bills to extend boards and commissions. A leader in the House agreed that much could happen quickly. Homer Majority Caucus Republican Paul Seaton is the co-chairman of the House Finance Committee.
Well, it's often late in the session when you pass the bills, especially on the second session.
Bethel Senator Lyman Hoffman, a Democrat, says that along with budget legislation, the most important remaining bill for the legislature to consider is Senate Bill 26. It would close most of the long-term gap between state spending and revenue.
How are we going to have the permanent fund be involved in addressing our fiscal crisis?
The Senate majority has stopped short of saying they wouldn't end the session without a bill like Senate Bill 26, which would draw a percentage of the Alaska Permanent Fund's market value to pay for state government. The House has refused to pass a permanent fund plan without additional taxes that would fully close the budget gap. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
Also in the legislature, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman John Coghill quickly adjourned a committee meeting Saturday that was scheduled to address a group of high-profile bills that other committee members said Coghill has avoided thus far this session. The Saturday meeting was scheduled to address Senate Bill 127, introduced by Senator Maya Costello, Senate Joint Resolution 1, introduced by Senator Bill Walkowski, and House Bill 214, which gained the support of Senator Mike Schauer. If passed, Senate Bill 127 would repeal much of the controversial criminal reform bill SB 91 that Senator Coghill helped pass in 2016. Senate Joint Resolution 1 would have placed a right to an Alaska Permanent Fund dividend into the state constitution. House Bill 214 would have renamed part of the Alaska Safe Children's Act after Bree Moore, a young Anchorage woman who was killed by her boyfriend in 2014. The committee only dealt briefly with SJR 1. Coghill abruptly adjourned the committee meeting when it seemed that senators would push through the constitutional amendment that would add protections to the dividend, something that Coghill has consistently opposed. Coghill, a North Pole Republican, said he opposes putting the cash payment to Alaskans in the Constitution alongside the freedom of speech and the Second Amendment. Because the bill had not been scheduled for hearings yet, Costello, Wolakowski, and Schauer used a rare procedural rule which hadn't been used in the Senate in 25 years to essentially force Coghill to hold the meeting. At one point in the meeting, Coghill noted he didn't want to hear the bills, but felt obligated to. Wolakowski moved to push the constitutional amendment out of committee, and Coghill immediately objected and adjourned the meeting. Imprisoned Fairbanks militia leader Schaefer Cox has petitioned the U.S. Supreme Court to review his conviction of conspiring to kill federal officials. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The petition centers on whether talk about murdering government officials by Schaefer Cox and members of the Alaska Peacemakers Militia he commanded posed any real threat. Cox's federal public defender, Michael Filipovich, says any action to kill was premised on the U.S. government implementing Stalinesque martial law, a highly unlikely scenario.
This case As we said in our brief, it really concerns the outer limits of liability for conspiracy in the federal courts, particularly with respect to statutes involving conspiracy to murder federal officials or federal agents.
Filipovich says lower courts have made conflicting rulings on the issue. Also raised in the petition submitted to the Supreme Court last month is that no federal officials were specifically identified as murder targets. Cox was sentenced to 26 years in prison in 2012 for conspiracy and solicitation to murder federal officials and possession of illegal weapons. Last August, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals threw out the solicitation conviction and ordered Cox to be resentenced. That's on hold pending whether or not the Supreme Court agrees to hear his case. The 34-year-old Cox is serving his sentence at a federal prison in Illinois. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.
For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.